Go ahead. Tell Mama what doing.
Mama.
Tell us to get off the table.
Talk.
Mama. Hey. Mama.
Both say? Tell her.
How'd you sing tutu down there?
Tutu down. I'm down.
Where?
At port side.
Where?
Port side.
Tell us you have to ride a big boat.
Boat, Mama.
Tell Mama what you eat.
We watching.
What you eating, Josh?
Fish.
Oh, Mama, we don't never want to talk after we put it there. And then when we don't, he wants to talk. What you want to tell Mama?
That boat be.
Tell Dad went to the ball field, play ball.
Dad. Went. Ball field.
Yeah, ball field. Okay.
Momo, me and Jason's been playing cards. We was playing Battle and Fish and Rummy and Crazy 8. And we was playing some card tricks and all the cards.
And who always wins?
Me.
Poor Jason don't have a chance.
In Rummy last night, the score was 650-75. I won.
Yeah, last night they had the babysit again.
And while we was babysitting, me and Jason played Rummy, and I beat 650-75.
And what did Josh do?
I don't know what he done.
While y'all was playing cards, what did he do?
He watched us.
Oh. And he didn't even cry after we left. He was just gone for a couple of hours. They had a party for this couple that's down at Portside. They leave, and they've been here for 4 years. And they are leaving.
For good,
yeah. They're from Vancouver.
California.
So, Canada. So, Jason has not changed one bit, Mama. That kid's about to drive me plumb nuts. If he's not whistling, he's singing or making some kind of a noise. I'm telling you, I just could blow my mind sometimes with that kid.
Enjoy.
Go tell Mama, say, there goes Dada.
Mama, Papa.
Tell him what you're doing. You're playing on your dad. Okay, say it again. Say, there goes Dada.
There goes Dada.
He calls himself Dada. Everything is for Dada. The tractor's Dada. He's always talking about Dada. Well, Mama, let's see what I can tell you. We started it this morning, Sunday morning, and now we already back from church. Nobody felt like talking. But we had very few at church today. We had the sacrament and with the Sunday school. And we had one visitor, this guy that's working with Dita. He's from Sydney, Australia. He came, and we enjoyed having him. And I had all the kids. I read them a story out of the Book of Mormon. And Dee taught him, and he taught Joan and this other guy, Chris. But I wanted to tell y'all, we sure enjoyed the two tapes that we got from you, and we enjoyed those songs. I hated to use even this tape over, but Mama, we don't have any more tapes, so we'll have to use one that y'all sent us. I'll just pick out one that, you know, too many people didn't talk on, so. Boy, I know Josh really liked those songs. He was dancing and dancing. Even the one old Papa played, that's the one he liked the best. He was dancing around the table. And Momo, I want y'all to know that we're satisfied with all what y'all have done, all that stuff that you bought. I know you've got to spend to make money. But with those horses and that, if Daddy's got to be worried about that fence and all, I just tell them that they can't leave their horses there anymore because that's just too much work for Daddy to do. So just tell them they'll have to find another place. That $40 a month, it's not worth it if Daddy's got to be worried and you two all the time. We don't need it that bad. But I'm sure glad that those people is that clean and everything. I hope that you got the air conditioner fixed and the ice box, but I guess that's what it is when you get those second-handed things. I hope it was nothing too serious, though. Well, Mama, I'm telling you, you better save me some of those figs. My mouth has been watering for a fig sandwich ever since you wrote and then you said it again on the tape. Darren's been driving me nuts, always wanting me to play cards. Those kids don't know what to do with themselves now that they're out of school because they have so many people that left. Telling you, I wish we could go somewhere. Well, Mama, we having trouble with, no. Well, he'll be satisfied for a little while, and I'll talk to you a little. Finish having family home evening.
See?
Is the countryside of Ronnie Millsap.
This is Sunday, July the 11th. And I'm here by myself tonight. It's 9 o'clock. Papa went home teaching with Brother Chevalier. He ought to be coming in though now. They went up, they visit Wendy and sister, and then it was going by Brother Rujo's. So they ought to be here in a minute. And I don't think they was going any further. I don't think he was going to Fort Sulphur. He might have, but I don't know. I don't think so. I've been looking at Kojak, and now I'm looking at a special program. I was sorry I didn't have this tape ready a while ago when they sang God Bless America. That's a Mormon Tabernacle on right now. I'll try and get it. I bet you plumb tired of that racket, Marilyn. This old music all day long. I guess you think you can hear that over there. Maybe you can, but that sure helped me to fill out this one side. It's Monday and it's a busy day. Me and Daddy washed down our porch. It has so many spider webs out there. It really looks nice and clean now. And we're waiting for Delmer and Elaine to come and her boys. I guess they'll be here tonight sometimes. I hadn't heard from Delmer, but Aunt Bueller told me Saturday that they probably would come Monday. So today is Monday, so I'm cleaning up for them. And watch, they don't come. I probably a cook and everything else and they not come till tomorrow. Well, I guess when they come, they come. I think I told you yesterday was church and all, and we went to church and they had a good crowd at church yesterday for a change. Cherie had come down, her whole family had come down and she come to church. And she asked Willie to take her to the sacrament meeting in the evening, and he didn't know how in the world he was going to get out of it. But I guess he got out of it because he's got a girlfriend he's been taking up there to church. So he asked Billy to ask her to go, but I don't know. Billy didn't go because Gerlin come down here to go to Janelle's shower. And we ate dinner at Sister's yesterday, and just as we was going out the door while those Herbie and LaVon Anderson's, the one that lives on your upper place there in Beerus. They stopped by and told them they hadn't fixed the air condition. Daddy and Freddie's supposed to go up there this evening and work on the air condition. And they said they carpet that living room, put some black and white carpet, and said it is beautiful. So they told us to come up there and see it. So the first chance we get, I'm going up there and look at it. So I can see what it looks like. They are really clean people, Marilyn. I am so glad I got these people here to own that place up there. Because I'm telling you, they're already clean all the ditches. They clean all the around the house, the grass around the house. And they're already lawn mowed. And he said he would clean out the barn when Daddy could go up there, you know, to help him. And he didn't, I guess he don't want to throw away anything that's any good, but it's nothing good up there, I don't think. Eddie gave all of his rabbit cages to somebody. They went and picked them up one day. I believe it was yesterday morning they went and picked them up. Daddy's gone now. He went up to B&G to get some material for our sister's and Horace's trailer. They're supposed to come in the morning to pour the cement. And oh heck. So I guess Sister B, she can't wait to get her new trailer. I guess she'll have to wait another 3 or 4 weeks. It probably won't come before August. So I guess it might be best. It's thundering again out there. I guess it'll be raining again. They probably have to cancel the cement that's coming in the morning. If it's rainy weather, you know they can't pour the cement. That's what they say. I don't know. Well, I'm mopping right now, and I just sit down to take a rest. I just got the little old kitchen port mop. Now I got to mop under my stools. Maybe I'll get through by 4 o'clock. It's already 2. So I'll talk to you a little later. Marilyn, talk about something disgusting. That Miss Anderson just called me and said the ice box is gone out, and we just got the darn thing from Langston's. Oh, that aggravates me so bad. I guess I don't know if we should call Langston's or what. Daddy's not here right now. We should hurry up and come so I could see what he wants me to do. I guess when you get old second-handed stuff, that's all you're good for, just troubles. But I didn't figure tape before last to the guffaw. They said you'd sent them 2 checks and they didn't know what account to put it in or something. I don't know. I forgot. Well, I got another letter from Guffaw, and they said you overpaid, and they said that either put it in, you know, save it and take it off with your monthly bills, or send a check. So I just told them to send a check to you. So maybe we'll get that straightened up. They had $81 and a few cents on the thing, so I guess that's how much you had coming back to you. I don't know.
Well, Darren and Jason, we just got finished pouring the new cement for our double wide trailer, and we wrote Michael and Lisa, and the day that we was born, and and the birthday in like 1976 and all of that on the cement. And one of the cement trucks ran out, and we had to wait for another 30 minutes for the other cement truck to come. And I was helping, and I had cement all over my hat and all over my clothes. And I was sick a few days ago. I had a sore throat, and I never went to recreation hardly. And I missed jumping off the diving board. Blah, blah, blah. And I don't use no thing to hold on. I dive. I learned how to dive. And I went swimming in Billy's swimming pool, Darren. And I jumped off the diving board. We had a swimming party. It was Katrina's birthday, and they invited me to the swimming party. And how's Josh doing? And you should see me with my glasses on. I don't even wear them. I just got my bangs cut by my mama. And I was going nuts. And here's somebody at the door, so I'm going to shut it. So, Jason, I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes before he comes in. Well, Jason, you miss me? I miss you. And I put your name in the cement. And I put Josh, and I put my name and Darren's and everybody else. Put my friend, put everybody's, almost everybody. I've been sitting around all the days, all the time, and every time, and Michael, he has private lessons, and his teachers, and he has private lessons, and his teacher, I wrote to you. I wonder if I think you probably got it already. And teacher's name Johnny, mom's Drew, and I'm gonna have to close it right now. And Jaja, what you been doing? I never saw you, and I never heard of you sing songs. Want to hear Jaja sometimes. He talks a lot, I know that, singing all the songs, his funny songs. And Jason with his new language over there, making all kinds of new language, and how you like school. And it's in the summer right now. You're probably going to school right now, or not. You're probably not having a month off. And how did you like it in Hawaii? Bet you that was fun. Very, very fun. I wish I could go over there and see y'all every day. Like you was at your home where you used to live. And I had my bike, and I just rode over here. I wish I could do that. You have to have a boat or airplane. Something like that. All right. Now I'm gonna close it right now. So bye bye, Darren, Jason, Josh. Bye.
Darren, this is Tuesday, July the 13th, and it was another busy day for us. We got up early this morning and went up there by sisters and the. to help them spread that cement. I didn't do too much, just run, get their rakes or hoes or whatever they needed, but I got splattered with cement just the same, just watching them. But I enjoyed it. They got through around 11 o'clock, I guess, and that's done now. So sister, I guess, will be more anxious than ever now for her trailer to come. And I didn't do too much. Aunt Ed and Uncle Ernest come, and we asked them if they wanted to eat fried fish with us, and they did, so we cooked supper for them. Had fried fish and boiled potatoes and made a lettuce and cucumber and tomato salad. And I had a stew, so I had a pretty good supper. And now it's after 9 o'clock, and I guess Daddy's in there reading the paper, but he'll be getting sleepy after a while and wanting to go to bed. And Craig come and talk a little bit on this to help me fill this out. I guess I could get the radio, huh? But I know you just love all that old music on there. I know I wouldn't want to hear music. I'd want to hear all my kids talking. But Wendy and Gail and all of them was here. I told them to talk on it, but I don't think they did. They did, well, I didn't hear them. So, let me see. I can't think of too much to say myself. I had to cut this thing off so I can think. Oh yeah, me and Daddy went out in the watermelon patch today, and we got 13 watermelons and one little green one. We didn't have too many of them. Those little round green sweet kind, I know this one's going to be good. The other one was good. We just had two in there. Where Gail's trailer went, took all of those little green melons, so we just had two left. But oh, the first one was so good, and I know this one's going to be good too. I got it in the ice box, getting good and cold. Oh, we're going to give a melon to all the aunts, and we got two melons to take up there to Gwen. We was planning on go see Gwen tonight. It's a shame we haven't been up there. But I don't know. We just can't never get off. When we plan to go, somebody comes, and we just can't never get off. But I've got to go up there one day and see them. I don't know when it'll be. But I'll have to go, and I've been wanting to stop in and see Leah. I hadn't seen her since she got back from her vacation. Since they got that air conditioned, she keeps her house so tightly closed. Don't never look like anybody's there. But I'm going to stop in one day and see. Daryl Logan really brought us a nice mess of shrimp today, this morning. I don't know what time and whenever he went fish. His wife told me that he's going to get up at 1 o'clock last night and go trawl, so I don't know what time they got back, but he gave us a nice mess of shrimp and a mess of fish, and that's what we fried for Uncle Ernest and Aunt Edna. Yeah, and I'm forgetting to tell you that Delmer and Elaine didn't come. I was waiting. Last night for them, I made a big banana pudding, made a big a shrimp gravy, spaghetti, and I didn't cook my spaghettis or anything, and all of that. And at 10 o'clock last night, Delmer called me, and he's already by his mama. Said they decided they better go right on and not stop over here this time. I was kind of disappointed, I tell you. I wanted to see them little boys. At least I got my house pretty cleaned up anyhow. I was glad of that. So, it stayed pretty clean all day. Gee, Marilyn, this is July the 15th, Thursday night. I was just sitting here, I was fooling with my old TV puzzle, and I started thinking about you, and I wanted to mail this thing here tomorrow, but I tell you, it's just about half one side. I still got about half the talk, and I don't know if I can talk that long or not. Anyway, me and Aunt Yvonne and Uncle Emmett and Daddy, Popo, took off yesterday evening to the camp. Gail and Denny took us over there on their big boat. And we went, Daddy and Uncle Emmett was trawling, and me and Aunt Yvonne were just messing around. We was in another little old boat. I was having a time with it. Daddy was plumb aggravated with me because I do things wrong and all, and we got all messed up. One time we went down the wrong canal, but it wasn't mine and Yvonne's fault. It was Daddy's and Uncle Emmett's, and we had a time to get out of there, but we enjoyed it. We caught a good many shrimp. We each got 6 packs apiece. So that'll be 6 good meals, I guess. And we cleaned some crabs for stew and gumbo. So tomorrow I might make a good crab stew. I don't know. Me and Wendy likes it anyhow, if nobody else does. Gail and sister went to an art class tonight. I see Gail got her little shed in there by our trailer. I guess she's glad of that. She can get her rooms cleaned out, her room back there cleaned out now, and her front yard. I'm telling you, it's such a mess. So maybe she can all get it cleaned up and it'll be nice. It is. Somebody cut her front yard. It's looking better all the time. It just, Daddy's wanting to get rid of all them watermelons out of there. I hate for him to cut all them watermelons down because it's still got plenty, but let him do it. Me and him don't eat too many watermelons anyhow. So I let him do it. We just spent one night at the camp, and we went, got over there around 4 o'clock yesterday evening, and we come back around 5 o'clock this evening. I even took me a good nap over there. I think Daddy did too. Me and Aunt Yvonne walked down to Aunt Katie's, and she's really doing good. She's looking good too. And we come on back and just sit around, and Denny come and got us around 4 o'clock, and we come on home, and Daddy cooked our supper, and I folded clothes and fooled around and took our bath. Well, Marilyn, I'm gonna start telling you good night. I'm gonna save a little bit of this so when Gail calls me tomorrow, I guess she's just about getting into New Orleans. Sometimes Miss Louvier said she'd get into New Orleans tonight sometimes. So she told me she'd call me tomorrow. So I guess I'll wait and save a little of this so I can tell you all about it tomorrow. I hope everything's going good for y'all over there, and you don't get too lonesome for Gail while she's gone. And I hope little Josh and little Jay and little Darren is all still enjoying themselves. I hope Jay and Darren and Josh got their balloons and their marbles, but I guess they'll never get them. My mom's going to send you some by Miss Gail, though, when she goes back, if she can take them. So Y'all be good, and I love all of you. So good night for now. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night.
Carolyn, now that the tape is just about gone, they all come here to talk on it, and it's not too much to talk. But I've been sitting here all day waiting for Gail Louvier to call me, and she didn't call me yet, but maybe that she didn't come or something, but I'll just keep waiting for her, and it's Friday, and me and Daddy and Craig went and cleaned out the watermelon patch, and we got, how many did we get, Daddy?
I'll be
at 71 altogether, and they're pretty good looking watermelons, too. Well, I'm going to let Wendy finish this, so. Oh, Wendy's got a doggone mouthful. You know she's always eating. Okay. So I'm going to let her finish it. So I'll let her mail this to Cena. So bye.
Hi, how y'all all doing? I just was stuffing a banana down my mouth. Boy, it sure was good. Good and ripe. Y'all get bananas over there? I started you a letter Sunday or Monday. Never finished it yet. Today's Friday. So maybe one of these days I'll get it finished. I got about a paragraph started on it. Did y'all ever get the marbles in what I sent y'all? I shouldn't have sent it like Mama sent that. You know, Paul should have told me, because the way we sent it, we didn't send it right.
How come we didn't send it right?
Because we should have had it returned to us if it didn't deliver. And the way we sent it, it'll never return to us if it don't reach them.
Well,
it's the cheapest rate that there is. And we should have sent it and had it insured or something, I don't know. Well, I hope y'all get it anyway. JD, you want to talk to a minute? Say da da da. Da da da.
Say something,
better JD's getting so big, and I put him on skim milk now, and he's doing pretty good. He was sick with diarrhea, but he's doing a lot better now.
He's beginning to feed him, that's why.
Yeah, I fed him some table food.
D.
And he's
sees you eating.
He's wanting me to hold him right now. He's going to be 8 months old and still with his binky. He's old pacifier. He don't care about his ninny, but boy, he wants his binky.
Binky.
Say mama. He says mama and dad dad. And when we say bye-bye, he starts waving. He's always wanting to go bye-bye. Steve, what you got to say? Nothing. Tell Darren and Craig, Darren and Jay and Josh
Darren
something.
Craig.
Tell him something. Say hi.
Just say hi.
You see that baby wants a bite of banana?
Oh, he's so beyond. You want to say something, Winky?
No.
Boy.
I will.
Darren and Jay, I don't believe y'all ought to send Winky and Steven nothing because they don't even want to talk. Ain't that a shame?
You better close.
You want?
I see.